This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on how the Affordable Care Act may offer some opportunities for leverage and bargaining for lower wage workers. I'm just thinking out loud, so I might be stumbling over myself, but in continuing my study of the likely inner workings of the Affordable Care Act, there almost seems to be some bargaining opportunities with employers of lower wage workers to leverage full subsidies of individual health insurance for workers who otherwise might find coverage unaffordable and unavailable. These are not perfect coverage options, but compared to leaving workers with no coverage, they're near miraculous, especially if you can jiggle the costs over to the boss. There are several currents at work here that might intersect. One is that several insurance companies already and large-scale service worker employers are looking at low-cost minimum benefit programs in order to comply with the letter of the reform, if not the spirit, of offering more robust health care protection. Despite the fact that the Obama administration delayed penalties for mandatory coverage for large employers until 2015, there's no question, ignoring the Republicans' current mischief, that it's coming. And in recognition of that, many companies in the food service and healthcare industries, for example, will go for the cheap. Similarly, from the workers' perspective, lower incomes will lead many workers to choose the cheapest of the four qualified health plans, QHPs, and go with the bronze alternative that provides the basic mandatory health package for all plans, but only reimburses 60% of the cost through the insurance, compared to the top platinum plan that will handle 90% of the weight. Keep in mind as well that employers will likely get approval for plans even if they're only paying 50% of the cost and shoving the rest of their workers, pushing many workers into exemptions from the coverage based on lower incomes. Early state-based surveys indicate that once workers qualify for premium tax credits and cost sharing, the real costs for many lower wage workers might be between $100 and $150 per month to get coverage. At that level, a worker would end up paying something that will eventually approach the level that the boss will pay as a fine for not providing coverage, and by paying low wages with a high shared premium, pushing their workers onto the government dime. Though it's certainly not the intention or hope of the act, if the employer could be leveraged to pay the worker's share of the exchange coverage in lieu of the fine or as equivalence to what their share of their own plan cost would have been, then we could virtually guarantee total coverage for many lower wage workers. Would this undercut the intention of the act? Possibly, but at the level many service workers are currently paid, they will be exempted from having to have any coverage, so the worker will not be paying a fine at the end of the year, and given that almost half of the states are not expanding Medicaid coverage, these workers will simply fall in a gap with no coverage at all. At the same time, the intention of the act cannot be that employers can escape their mandatory obligations simply by paying low wages. Tomorrow, we're bargaining with a large national healthcare employer where we represent about 400 workers. They offer health insurance, but under their current policy, if a worker signed up for the coverage, it would take 20% of their gross wages to pay their share. Under ACA, anything more than 8 or 9% of gross income allows workers to access the state or federal health care exchanges, putting workers in the Hobson's choice I described earlier, where they either have to pay out of their own pockets, and given their wages that many experience, they're still going to be exempted and will probably go naked without coverage. At the same time, many of these are younger, healthier workers, and that is exactly what's needed in a larger risk pool for the good of the overall program. If we had a way to bargain a potential employer fine or payment share in their own minimum plan over to the cost coming due to the individual worker, forced by default to the exchange, then we would be able to get many more workers covered in this and similar situations. For us, it's worth starting to bring up to the bargaining table now. For others, it might be worth putting high on the list of possible amendments as we try to get a better plan for millions of lower wage workers. For questions or comments, this is Wade Rathke, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.